What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to Kerry in Oregon. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You really had me confused a couple months ago when you said the election wasn't for another year.
I don't recall saying that.
I thought I heard you say it about two or three times. Okay, if you didn't say it, you didn't say it. I thought you said the election wasn't for another year.
Okay, I don't think so.
All right, you're talking about Michael Moore. Have you seen his video on Trump going to the chairman of Ford and telling him that if he moves his plant down to Mexico, he's going to throw a 35% tariff on the cars coming back?
I haven't actually seen the video, but I know Trump did in fact go to Ford and say we have to bring the manufacturing back to this country, and Trump is absolutely right on that.
Well, Michael Moore had a video of it, and he did a good job. I mean, that was his point. He was behind Trump on it. And this morning you talked about the pipeline protest, and you probably knew that Jill Stein was out there, part of their protest, and she was even arrested for some graffiti she put on there. So she's a real trooper. I know you don't talk about her too much because we're all behind Trump this time. But anyway, we've got to give her credit for that. And
she's done very well. You know, Susan Sarandon is supporting her. But at this point, you know, it's one of two choices next week. It's going to be Hillary or Trump. And anybody who's saying, oh, show your protests by voting third party and everything, they're just trying to take votes away from Donald Trump.
Yeah, I understand. You mentioned Alexander the Great. What's that solution you're talking about?
Oh, the legend of the Gordian knot. Basically, when he started his military campaign going into Central Asia, he went through this area. It was called Gordos, and they had a legend. There was a giant rope knot tied around a post, and there'd been a prophecy that the first person who could figure out how to undo the knot would go on to conquer all of Asia. And so Alexander just took his sword out and chopped it.
Okay. The last thing I wanted to ask is, you're talking about drugs and the government and CIA and DEA and all this stuff. I still have my reservations about Mike Rupert. You know, I read his book, Crossing the Rubicon. He did an excellent job on that.
Yes.
And he, quote, committed suicide up at a friend's ranch in California. And I've always had some serious doubts about that one. I think he was a great guy. You know, he's sincere. What are your thoughts on it?
Mike Rupert did a lot of good work. So did Gary Webb. I mean, it's not like there's just one source for all this information coming on out about government-sanctioned drug smuggling. Bo Greitz had some videos out there going all the way back to Vietnam. About how people in the Bush administration were making money off the heroin that was being smuggled back into the United States from Vietnam. Mel Gibson even did a movie about it called Air America. Before I let you go here, I think what may have confused you when I said the vote is next year or something, I was saying we've got 2 years to get an honest election system in, because obviously in 2 years there's going to be new elections for representatives, and so that's the time limit that we have to get an honest, verifiable election system into this country.
Okay.
Okay?
Last sentence.
Real quick, because you're taking up a lot of time.
Yeah. I don't believe Mike Rupert committed suicide. That's all.
Well, there's a lot of people I don't believe committed suicide, including Gary Webb here. All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to James in Northern California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. On the subject of treason, I just wanted to say that there's kind of a dormant provision in the Constitution called misprision of treason that's been around for over a couple of hundred years. It's in Article 1, Section 10. It prohibits states or their subdivisions from entering into any treaty or alliance with foreign political organizations.
Okay, that's
that's
hang on. You're confusing the issue here. What you're talking about is basically the Logan Act. Foreign policy is the exclusive preserve of the executive branch and the State Department. Misprision is a word that can be applied to anything, and it simply says you're aware of a crime going on, but you did not report it to authorities. And misprision can be applied to treason, can be applied to littering, can be applied to anything going on. And usually it's applied to people who are caught up in sweeps for crimes that obviously knew the crime was being committed and failed to report it. Which in the case of Hillary and all of her people, even those State Department employees who were not directly involved in the criminality that was going on, could be hit with a charge of misprision because they knew what was going on and failed to take action.
Well, I used it. I served my local city council and the mayor with misprision of treason, legal paperwork, videotaped it and had it date stamped by the clerk. Because
okay.
Of their alliance with
James,
the
you
UN
keep calling
in.
Hey,
groups.
you keep calling into this show with this story, and we've already been over this story. And great that you filed a lawsuit, but we're basically trying to keep our focus at the national level, going into next week's election. So
well,
we're going to let you go
in on this subject, but. Thanks for your...
I guess it was somebody else who called in on it, but really, I'm not interested in talking about any individual's lawsuit against small local authorities right now. We have to keep our focus. Let's switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm Michael. I had lunch with a friend of mine who discussing the election, and we're talking about the death of Antonin Scalia. And
yes.
We were talking about the email 2 or 3 days prior when Podesta was talking about wet work about to happen or something.
Yes.
But he came up with two really good reasons why he thinks he was murdered. And the first one was, just like the 2000 election, when it went to the Supreme Court, who would be a person that you would need to get out of the way for that? Secondly, the email controversy and all that, the email server thing, was going on even when Scalia was dead and before he was dead. She knew she had to suborn the Justice Department, and Scalia might have stood in the way of that as well, along with the Second Amendment and everything else. But Scalia was a major roadblock to her.
Yeah, he was. He was conservative. He was also thinking about that affirmative action needed to come on down. We're going to take a second to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. As you can tell, it's kind of a contentious show here today. But even the day it happened, the way that Scalia supposedly died, where they said his body was found on top of the covers on a bed that had not been disturbed that night. I mean, that doesn't get any more obvious than that.
And he was immediately, of course, burned. You know, his body was burned.
He wasn't. He wasn't cremated. That was put out there. But he was immediately embalmed, which renders an autopsy incapable of finding possible cause of death.
Mike, I got one thing, and what I brought up in this conversation I had this morning was, if Trump were to lose, I believe that Hillary would hound him, and if not, Hillary would be as vindictive as hell, and he wouldn't be able to do business in the United States again, TV, whatever, and he'd have to get out, and that's probably the way any of us who have been against her will have to be. She'll come and get us all. So.
Revenge is kind of an expensive luxury. If you go back and you look at the dead bodies list, there are always targets that represent a threat to the Clintons. Once a scandal is over and done with and it's gone, they kind of walk away. That's why so many of Bill Clinton's sexual assault victims are still alive. It just isn't worth the trouble to go on out and do anything about them that would just bring back more attention. Right now, I would say that the two people who've got to really be sweating right now are Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner, because they are a major, major threat to Hillary, not just for the election, but for any possible investigations that are going to follow on. Because all of this is not going to stop next week. Even if Hillary steals the election, the investigations are going to go on. We're setting up for a repeat of Richard Nixon's second term in office, where he stole the election and went into the White House, dodging investigators and ultimately being forced to resign.
I think if she wins, Michael, that she'll kill the investigation like this Peter Kadzik, the guy who's in charge of it now. I think it will just go down the rabbit hole in Congress, which has done nothing really, and they ignore it with impunity. We'll just...
Well, I agree. Congress is corrupt. They're all involved on the take here. The unknown factors, the American people and our rank-and-file military, who are fed up with what's going on here. And it's like I told a caller yesterday. We're seeing all these people saying, oh, Hillary's going to steal it. You might as well get used to it. The American people will do nothing about it. But you know something? History is full of rulers who made the mistake of thinking they could get away with something one more time. Charles I, Ceausescu, Mussolini, Louis XVI. History is full of rulers who had that attitude, yes, I can do one more abuse, and those peasants won't do a thing about it. And then all of a sudden the Bastille gets torn down. It does happen, and we're dangerously close right now in this country. I don't want to see it happen, but I can see the signs all around me.
Do you think if Trump is elected, he will really press an investigation of Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton, even Obama?
I don't know as much about Obama, but Trump is talking about Trey Gowdy as the attorney general. And Trey Gowdy, he's first of all, he's upright, he's straight, he's going to do the investigative job. And right now, he's very angry because this entrenched narcocracy have been openly abusive of him. And, you know, there is a saying in politics, in fact, it's also a saying in Hollywood, be very careful who you step on your way to the top, because you're going to meet him again on your way back down.
Well, I you know, my friend made the comparison to Gerald Ford pardoning Nixon and not going after him, and Obama saying, well, let's look forward and not backward. And my reaction to that was that Trump has made it central to his campaign, the corruption. He's made it central to his campaign that he's going to go after Hillary. And I believe that he's going to go after Hillary. And I believe that she can't afford to have that happen, and neither can Obama. You know.
Oh, so it's not just Hillary and Obama and Bill Clinton. It's everybody who's been tangled up with that Clinton Foundation, everybody who's been tangled up with that CIA gun and drug running operation. This will hit the Bush family as well as the Clintons. That's why they're all afraid. And, you know, Donald Trump, if he succeeds in winning the election next week, he'd better double his security. Because he's got as many elements in our society hating him as hated John F. Kennedy.
Yep, that's if he wins.
If he loses, you know, all he's going to do is go off and, you know, start Trump Media, and I'm going to send him a resume, and hopefully Donald will, you know, give me a decent paying job for doing all this stuff.
Mike, he would not be able to get, you know, a license to go to the men's room granted by a Clinton administration, let alone start a media thing. There's just no way he could do business in the United States.
I disagree, but we don't need to go into it. We got a lot of callers waiting online, so I'm going to let you go here. And let's switch back over to Dennis in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Dennis from New York calling you from Florida. I'll probably be down here for most of the winter speaking to you.
Okay.
So Michael, I was a Ron Paul supporter back in 2012. I came down here to Florida to try to get in by the convention. I never saw such a police state in my life. I was getting eyeballed by the jackbooted thugs that were guarding this place with razor ribbon around it. And I'm looking at what's happening now in the news and all of the news stations. You know, I mean, we know which ones are so pro-Hillary. And then we got the Fox News. And I haven't forgotten what they did to Ron Paul. You know, with Chris Wallace. And even people who support Trump think Chris Wallace is, oh, he's great, you know. These people are all phony. They're in there for entertainment or to get ratings at our expense. And they really don't care whether or not we get change or not. But what really scares me is the fact that I'm looking at these numbers and the fraud and these supposed poll numbers are coming out with. And I just saw this thing on your website where they supposedly let out what's supposed to come out on election night, and I say to myself, how can they come out with these projected the electoral college numbers? I mean, they've got this whole thing wrapped up already, and my question to the American people is this. I don't think that they're really going to wind up revolting. I think this, we have so many sheep in this country today, they're just going to take it and just roll over, and that's going to be it.
Again, I get all these phone calls saying, you know, the country's being taken over by the New World Order. Just get used to it. I refuse. I'm sorry. I refuse. And when you have enough Americans refusing, you're going to have a government that's completely paralyzed. If Hillary Clinton steals that election next week, she's going to go into the Oval Office dodging investigators, you know, dodging all of her supporters who are going to have their hands out for favors. And she's going to have an American people that aren't going to listen to anything she has to say. No, they're not going to fill out the paperwork. They're not going to put the stickers on things. They're not going to pay the bills. And they're not going to send their kids off to be killed and crippled in the wars of conquest. If Hillary Clinton steals that election, this country is finished. It's going to collapse the way the Soviet Union did. And it may, even if Trump wins, it could still collapse, but at least there's a chance that we could arrest the decline and turn it around. Okay? Dennis, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Bruce in Texas. Aloha, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I thought maybe this topic is going to be kind of off, you know, off base or trivial, but the caller before last brought up some points, so maybe it is topical. Do you recall seeing a book or reading a book published in the 1990s on Hillary? It was called Hell to Pay.
I think I heard of it. I never read it.
Okay. I suggest if you have access to the web at this moment, maybe go to Amazon and search it and look at who the author was. Okay. And the author was,
you know, don't let us live in suspense. Who's the author?
Okay. It's Barbara Olson.
Oh yes, does
of
that course.
Bill?
It sure does.
Yeah. Her husband was Ted Olson, the Solicitor General, at the time of 9/11, and supposedly she died in the plane as it careened into one of the World Trade Center towers.
Yes.
Now, also there was a someone who was in the FBI, Chief Investigator John O'Neill, was investigating the USS Cole incident, and he was looking at evidence of a missile striking that ship instead of a boatload of explosives, as the official story was. So he was reassigned. He was given a job in the World Trade Center as chief of security, and his office was placed right where the first airplane hit.
A lot of very convenient deaths happened on 9/11, and you know, anytime they're going to just do something like this, they're going to say, "Well, what can we use? What can we use this for?" I'll give you a good example: the Oklahoma City bombing. Congress, because of public pressure, had been forced to call for hearings into what happened at that church in Waco, Texas. And the FBI had collected all the paperwork from Texas and everywhere, and they had put it in that Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, and it was all destroyed in the explosion. Actually, a lot of it wasn't destroyed. The guy who married Claire and I, the minister, was near Oklahoma City when it happened, and he drove on down to volunteer to go on in and look for the wounded. Had to show his ID 6 times before he got to the building. And he was reporting that all of these guys in suits and ties were taping plastic over the shattered ends of the load-bearing beams to hide the explosives damage, and they were picking up boxes of paper and just taking them away. This while people were still in the rubble screaming for help.
And that's something.
Yep.
You know, there's a video of World Trade Center 7 before it collapsed of some guy in a suit and then, like, maybe some aid or worker of some kind, like maybe a bellhop, and they're wheeling around a this came out in the FOIA release from about 5 years ago, and they have a stretcher and they have boxes with a coat with a blanket over it, and they're wheeling it by like it's a patient, you know, and they're taking something out of the building before it goes up.
Oh well, a lot of stuff went to a lot of stuff
but
went
going
missing.
Back to Barbara Olson, I'm gonna hit it real quick. That way, we can go on the next caller.
Well, actually, we just ran out of time. I'm sorry. I was trying to goad you along here. We're gonna have to let you go, Bruce. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a couple more phone calls, and then we're going to close the line so that I can get some more real news out there. Chris in Las Vegas, aloha. What's on your mind today?
Well, thank you so very much, Michael. I thought I might share a couple of things that I'd come across just recently. And one, I watched the International Financial Institute on C-SPAN here a couple of weeks ago, and the stoic old soul of the panel, the chairman that was running the discussion, his main mantra he kept repeating over and over was, hold the course steady as you go. Basically, keep the status quo. Thought that the populist disputes, he was talking about Euro and Germany and those different, the Euro stuff, would blow over in a few months, that the populists would settle down and be business as usual. However, this morning I got a very intriguing email of a two-part series called Bombshell, The Clinton Cartel Exposed, Part 1 and 2 by Call of Duty Goddess. And they do a very incredible journalistic investigative effort in tying the links going back to the Bush appointment of Comey to his U.S. attorney job back then.
We have, unfortunately, all of a sudden, a bunch of people who call in with a long list of something to talk about and use up a lot of time here. Can you get to the point? Is this going someplace? Are you just in love with the sound? Can we sum up, okay?
All right. It ties a very evil, wicked web of serpents that are in the top of this whole administration of the Obama, Loretta Lynch, James Comey, it goes back to Sandy Berger, the Whitewater, the Clinton Foundation, Hillary Clinton in particular with her Rose Law Firm, the original law firms of Loretta Lynch. They're all in bed together, been in cahoots together. It's one global crime conspiracy running this country. And that's about it. Thank you very much, Michael.
Okay, thank you very much for the phone call. That's what we mean by the narcocracy. It's all tangled up with that CIA gun and drug running operation into Nicaragua in the mid-1980s. And the U.S. end of the gun and drug pipeline was in Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton. That's where it all began. Or that's where it all really took off. I'm sure they were all corrupt to begin with because the CIA likes to hunt such people down. All right, Tom in Florida, real quick, and then we're going to close the phone lines. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. Yes, I want to talk about Monica Lewinsky. He does have the DNA for Danny Williams. If they do want to do the DNA test with Danny to prove Bill Clinton is the father, that's number one. Number two, I don't know if you listen to news, but Jeb Bush and George Bush both voted for Hillary Clinton. So what does that tell you, Michael? But getting back to the dress, Monica does have the DNA of Bill Clinton, and she needs to give that DNA to Danny Williams Clinton, and let's expose this in a commercial for Trump. That will really shock the media world once they prove that Danny, like you said yesterday, Michael, Bill Clinton is a deadbeat dad. He's not but a deadbeat, and he should be paying this young man if that's his son. That's all I got to say, and basically, let's just see how this election rolls, Michael, because it's going to be very interesting.
Thanks an awful lot for the phone call here. First of all, we already know the Bushes are going to be voting for Hillary Clinton because their original plan coming out of Iran-Contra was to have two dynastic ruling families handing the White House back and forth to maintain the illusion there was still some kind of a choice. Bush to Clinton to Clinton to Bush to Bush to Clinton. This election was supposed to be Hillary Clinton against Jeb Bush. And Jeb Bush just couldn't get any traction with the voters. And Donald Trump got inside, and that's when everybody started hitting the panic button. All right, last phone call. Jay in Los Angeles, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Anthony's Lena's computer was, and his router was seized. Okay, Doug Hagman today called the Alex Jones Show and just revealed this piece of evidence here that there was a child sex slave ring has been found with connections to Bill Clinton and Hillary and Middle East countries like Saudi Arabia.
Okay, Jay, we've already covered this, and this is a distraction. This is a replay of the stained blue dress to get us to look at a tawdry sex scandal and not pay attention to the war crimes, treason, and corruption that is also revealed in those emails. And I am being flooded by emails from people saying, you must cover this. You have to show this on your show. Well, you know, and they're just, it's obvious how desperate they are to try and get everybody looking at Jeff Epstein's Orgy Island so that they are not looking at what Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have been doing with your tax dollars. Got to take a break for commercials. Closing the phone lines. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and getting on back to the war zones. Outside of the United States, outside of our election, the propaganda machine is still out there trying to demonize Russia. And Hillary Clinton is still out there claiming that Russia is behind the email leak and Russia is behind Donald Trump, even though the FBI and now many of the corporate media are saying there's nothing to support this. There is nothing to support this claim from Hillary's camp that this is all an evil plot by the evil Vladimir Putin to do evil and whatever. You can almost smell the panic that's out there. So over in Great Britain, they're screaming Russia is posing a threat to Great Britain. No, they're not. Just step back for a moment and take a look at the world for the last 20 years. Who is it who's doing all the invading? Who is it who's doing all the drone striking? Who is it who's doing all the overthrows and coup d'etats? It's not Russia. Story coming out of Press TV. Nuclear tensions between the U.S. and Russia reach dangerous point. And it's all being driven from the U.S. side. Russia's building a Death Star. I love this one article that came on out from Counterpunch, how Putin derailed the West, which is actually a good thing. Because we have been seeing this clear attempt by the United States to simply take control of the world. And we know this has all been U.S. policy going back to the Project for the New American Century, which was a think tank that basically came on out saying we need, you know, we're the only remaining superpower. Let's act like one and take over the rest of the world. And we need this vast military buildup and all these other things. And it's going to take a while unless there's a new Pearl Harbor. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. And the last line in this article coming out of Counterpunch, it's going to take a long time before Washington gets the message that the world is no longer its oyster. The sooner they figure it out, the better it will be for everyone. That is absolutely bang spot on target. The U.S. government is still viewing the rest of the world as their own personal domain to do whatever they feel like doing with. And the rest of the world is saying, I don't think so, not anymore. Now, the U.S. Congress is being asked to address human rights condition in Bahrain. Meaning that Bahrain is next on the list to have their government overthrown and replaced with an obedient U.S. puppet. And by the way, I want to make a point here. Over the last several years, we have seen the New World Order. In fact, it goes back even longer than that. Since the end of World War II, we've seen the New World Order and its manifestations overthrowing governments and replacing them with puppet rule. Iran, 1953. Chile, 1973. Ukraine, that's still a mess. Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Libya, trying to do it to Syria. Do you realize they're doing it to this country with this Hillary Clinton campaign? They're trying to overthrow what's left of our democracy and impose a puppet ruler on this country, like they weren't already puppets enough for Israel. But you should be concerned. Now, over in the European Union, they have finally acknowledged that citizens of the European Union are free to boycott Israel as a nonviolent form of protest against the policies of the Israeli government. Now, of course, Israel's attitude about all of this is it's anti-Semitic and it's Jew hate and it must be controlled and you're not allowed to say bad things about us no matter what we do. And they're doing it in this country, which should underscore to everybody that Israel and its minions have no respect for the Bill of Rights. They don't want you to have freedom of speech. Boycotts are a recognized form of nonviolent protest, and it's protected by the First Amendment. But Israel doesn't care. Meanwhile, over in Palestine, Abbas is asking Great Britain for an apology for the Balfour Declaration from 1917, which is when Great Britain basically got on board this idea of carving out a big chunk of Palestine and giving it to the Jews for Israel. Now, Great Britain didn't actually have the authority to go into Palestine and carve chunks off of it, but they did anyway. And Palestine says it's time for Great Britain to acknowledge that mistake and apologize. Sorry about that. Much as the way President Clinton actually signed an apology to the people of Hawaii for illegally stealing their country. Didn't give it back, just said, we feel really bad about it, we're going to keep it, we're going to keep Hawaii. But, yeah, we did wrong and we feel bad about it. Now, getting on to the economic news, story out of Veterans Now. Thug-like behavior from major banks becoming the norm. And they're talking about how these major banks, as they become more criminal at the top, are becoming more and more abusive at the bottom. High fees, procedural blocks, literally saying, what are you taking money out of the bank for? It's none of their business. It's your money. And they're trying to get us used to this idea that we must answer to the bankers for everything we do with our money. And that, too, is fascism. The mainstream, I'm sorry, the corporate media, we don't call them the mainstream. The new mainstream is over here. Corporate media is continuing to have very, very hard times. The Wall Street Journal is having to cut back. They're losing readers and advertisers. The New York Times reported a 95.7% fall in quarterly profits. We're seeing the decline of corporate media, the rise of the independent media. And I don't have any sympathy for them. They did it to themselves by standing up there and saying, oh, yes, trust us, Saddam Hussein has nuclear weapons, humans are warming the world, Hillary's going to be a great president. So who's going to pay attention to them? Now, what's really interesting, probably most of you have seen the movie Network, which was written by Paddy Chayefsky, one of his most brilliant screenplays. It won 4 Academy Awards. And the movie is famous for that iconic scene of the character Howard Beale screaming into the TV camera, I'm mad as heck and I'm not going to take this anymore. But looking into the movie's backstory, where it goes from there, is how the CEO of the conglomerate that owns the network, the character's name is Arthur Jensen, convinces Beale to start pushing propaganda that is pro-business on his show. Now, as a result, the audience shrinks, the ratings drop, ad revenues go down. The network is struggling for money. But Jensen refuses to allow any change to Beale's show because Beale is putting out the propaganda to the American people that Beale wants to put on out there. And it all ends when network management has Beale assassinated on air. Now, I don't expect televised shootings of the prostitutes and correspondents anytime soon, but Chayefsky did appreciate the dynamics that keeps bad news, false news, propaganda on the air and good news or accurate news off. And he predicted the financial disaster that results, and we are there now. The corporate media is they're running intensely in the red. They're being propped up by their corporate owners so long as the corporate media still looks like they're in charge of the minds of America. And if they're not, and this next election, if Trump overcomes the election fraud, those corporate backers are going to start putting away their checkbooks. And all those prostitutes and correspondents on those network TV news shows are going to have to make do without those big fat paychecks. And we will go back to a country where media is diffused, dispersed. There's a diversity of opinion. It's not all under the control of just six corporations, but there are going to be thousands and thousands of independent media outlets presenting differing points of view to the American people so that they can see the different points of view and decide for themselves what is best. That's what diversity of information is supposed to provide. Thomas Jefferson once said, it's the highest duty of every American citizen to keep themselves fully informed so they can make good choices. But sitting there and listening to a TV network that's under the control of just a few people is not being fully informed. You're being force-fed what that person wants you to think. And that was never intended. Now, one of our callers into the show earlier was talking about Obamacare and health insurance. The price of health insurance has risen an average of 22%. Since last year, under Obamacare. It is now unaffordable in most states without some kind of government subsidy. They're trying to make you dependent on the government because dependency is slavery. Every tyranny and dictatorship in history sets up the system so you have to go to the government for anything that you need, for your food, for your fuel, ration cards. Because that keeps you dependent, enslaved, and obedient. That's what King George III was trying to do to the American colonies, which is what led to the American Revolution. Trying to make us dependent on paper banknotes loaned at interest by the Bank of England. Make us dependent on the knitting mills of Manchester and Leeds for our cloth. Making us dependent on the British East India Company for various other needs of life. You're not allowed to make that stuff for yourself. You will buy it from our factories. And you will buy it with banknotes you borrowed interest from the Bank of England. In a lot of ways, our country is back in the same evils that led to the Declaration of Independence and the Revolution. Up in Minnesota, Obamacare prices are jumping an average of 60% in a single year. And they're openly admitting it's an emergency situation because the Obamacare exchanges in Minnesota are on the verge of collapse. But in typical government fashion, no matter how badly they botch something up, they're just going to force it on you and tax you and penalize you until you accept it. Then they can declare it to be an overwhelming success. Now then, Obamacare is now forcing companies to drop workers from private insurance programs. Remember when this all came out? If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. It was another one of those Obama lies. Obamacare is now forcing companies to drop workers from private insurance. They're going to be driving those private insurance companies out of business because only the approved, favored Obamacare exchanges can be allowed to operate. Of course, Obamacare is a success. Everybody's buying their health insurance from Obamacare. Really, why? Well, because all the other non-Obamacare insurance companies were shut down. See, it's a huge success. Now, one of the side effects of Obamacare, because of those sky-high deductibles, people who are on those Obamacare health insurance policies are not going for their regular checkups anymore. They're not going to the doctors for minor ailments and annoyances. They're trying to cure them over the counter, or they're just learning to live with it because they can't afford it. And now, of course, the doctors and hospitals are complaining that Obamacare has actually reduced the patients coming through the door. They're not making the money they thought they were going to be making. It was an absolute brain-dead program. It has utterly failed in its overt purpose of making health care affordable to all Americans, and it's failed in its covert purpose of enriching the health insurance companies, with the U.S. government getting a piece of that action through taxes. It's a failure from beginning to end, from top to bottom. A lot of people who have cable TV, we're one of them, are noticing cable TV prices are going up a lot. And it's going up out of pace with the rate of inflation, and it's done so for every one of the past 20 years. Why? Well, because you're dependent on that wire. Now that over-the-air broadcasting is all but gone, you're dependent on that cable. And once you're dependent, and these are all monopolies, there's no competition allowed in any of these cable TV markets. It's just going on up. And what do you get for all that money? Endless, endless reruns of the same thing all over again. I can't tell you how many times the Bourne tedium is the only thing on TV. It really is out of control. There's no choice left out there. There's no variety left out there. It's just a few things being provided to you at huge markup and cost to enrich the corporations. And if you complain about it, well, you're just being unpatriotic. You're being an opponent to capitalism if you don't like the way you're being treated. Now, okay, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. We're going to open up the phone lines again here. Bruce in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Pleased to be able to talk to you. I'm a former radio news director, and okay. I happened upon a story in 1980 that I was so shocked by. I never said a thing, and I've only talked about this to other people about five times, and I'm opening up today to talk about it on national radio. Okay. I can partially verify the story that there was a child sex slavery ring operating mm-hmm. in 1980 mm-hmm. in and around Grand Rapids, Michigan. I mm-hmm. was the news director of a very popular FM radio station there at the time, and I was tipped to the story. What pushed me back from going forward with it, Mike, was because of what the kid told my source was the person protecting it was Gerald R. Ford. In 1995, about 15 years after I heard
Okay,
this,
before we go, before we go to 1995, okay. The 1980s were the decade of the Franklin scandal, which involved Boys Town, Reagan, Bush, and a lot of that stuff going on. I understand it's being fanned up again today, and I'm not saying that all of this stuff didn't happen. My concern is it's being used to try and lure the media and the American people away from the really significant scandals coming out of the email reopened investigation and WikiLeaks, because those affect our lives directly, not what was happening back in 1980. Thank you very much for the phone call, Bruce. We're going to have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a few more phone calls. Dan in Washington State. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Two things. The New York Times, but mostly canceling my cable. I just want to encourage everyone to cancel their cable. I I get like 25 channels local, you know, with just the antenna. And with the new digital signal, my local channel's coming pretty good. And then I bought a Roku. And with that Roku, you can get tons of free stuff, movies and stuff, without having to contribute to the corrupt media, you know, because I decided as a moral, you know, once they put Rachel Maddow on there, I decided I couldn't deal with it anymore, the cable system at all.
Well, you know, when they put in digital transmission here in Hawaii, unless you're living in downtown Honolulu, you can't get a good signal. Because I tried going with that. I had this little tiny TV that I actually bought to use on the set for Lost, because all of those cameras are transmitting the viewfinder, so we can all see what the camera operator is seeing. It's a digital receiver, but if I'm anywhere outside Honolulu itself, it just doesn't work. In terms of cable, there's certainly some good stuff on cable outside of the news. And in my case, I'm getting my internet feed over the cable, so it's not like I can yank that wire. But I do think it's time that competition came on back in, where if you are living in an area, that there you should have your choice of several cable providers in order to get the best service at the best price, because that's what competition is supposed to be about, serving the community and the people. Monopolies serve fascism and industry. Anything else, Dan?
No, I agree with you totally. And just as far as the New York Times, I troll those guys on Twitter, and I realized, you know, they're the trolls. They troll the American people constantly. And if you follow them on Twitter, you'll see every article is just biased propaganda against people like us.
Well,
you know?
that's why I don't follow them on Twitter. In fact, the last time the New York Times wrote an article on me, it was a complete fabrication. They were trying to say that I was convinced there was an alien civilization on Mars and it was being covered up by NASA and everything. Dan, I'm going to let you go. Switch over real quick to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Hey,
Jeff,
Mike,
are you there?
You
I'm doing fine.
Hey,
we're almost at the top of the hour. Yes.
Yeah, you should keep your cable just to be able to watch Westworld. What a great show.
It absolutely is. I love it. I'm hooked. I'm a fan. I'm saving all the episodes on the DVR. At the end of the season, I certainly intend to get the Blu-ray set.
Right. I feel like we're all robots living in Westworld. Maybe Trump can lead us to the center of the maze.
Very, very well. I mean, the metaphors are definitely there. And I think that's why it's going to be a huge success like the Matrix franchise was. And it is a very well-produced show. So anyway, Jeff, got to let you go. There's the music. We'll be back with another phone call after station identification.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.